Some years ago, I was watching a program. The guy on the program was a shrink type. Way too shrinky for my blood. And the topic of the program was us middle-agers, we middle-agers, dealing with our sense of abandonment. From what? From what? What are we abandoned from? Our parents. If they died, they left us. And we are now adult orphans. Both of my parents have recently passed away. I don't like that at all. In my limited little human understanding, I miss mom and pop a lot. But I realize, first of all, knowing my mom and my dad, there's a real good chance they're in heaven. And I am ecstatic for them for that, because that's where I would want them to be. So I'm not, I can't sit here and be selfish enough to say, I want them back at age 80. Come back. On the other hand, there's a problem here with, and I'm going to call it whining. Some of you might be upset. You might say, Dr. Ray, where's the sensitivity? There's a problem here with whining about mom and dad leaving you, having the nerve to die, to leave you an orphan. I don't know, it smells. It strikes me as I'm just a little bit too self-absorbed. How does it all affect me? Some of this comes from a movement the last 20, 30, 40 years that has tended to scrutinize our parents and get upset over their failings and their shortcomings and how that emotionally twisted us. So many programs, so much pop psychology, talking about all of the things that our parents did, psychologically speaking, that made me what I am today, and I don't know if I'll ever recover. Now, don't mishear me. There's a lot of terrible parents out there, and there's a lot of you who have, by the grace of God, pulled out of ugly, chaotic, abusive, nasty, alcohol-ridden childhoods. I'm not in any way trivializing that. My attack is at the much broader phenomenon, which is we tend to give our parents, at least according to certain psychological movements, a little bit of slack. We don't give them much slack for being human, for trying hard as best they could, for struggling with their own scenarios. I will routinely hear kids, male and female, growed up now, all growed up, talking about how their dads weren't expressive. Their dads didn't say, I love you enough. Their dads didn't hug and kiss them enough. I understand that certain generations are shaped by certain sociological factors. And there was a certain style of parenting more common a generation or two ago, which was that the guys were a little more of the stern disciplinarians. The guys were the more aloof. The women were the nurturant ones. The guys, we did what we had to do to keep the family running, but for the most part, we're the tough, silent type. I told you I love you on the day of our marriage. What else you want? And so that shaped them. My dad passed away a few years ago. My dad was a good man. Very good man. But he wasn't real expressive. Pop never said, I love you, Rame, all that much until we got much older in life. Then he was much more open with his feelings. He'd become more grandfatherly. But when he was a young man, 30s, 40s, 50s, I don't recall that. As I've gotten older, and some of the pop psychologists have assaulted me with their notions that I should feel upset and bitter toward my dad because he didn't tell me he loved me enough, didn't kiss me enough. My father, I now realize emotionally, I knew it intellectually for a long time, but I really appreciate it now. My father got up at 5:30 every morning for 43 years to go to a factory and work brutal, gut-wrenching, dirty, hot work in a factory that was 100 degrees in the wintertime and loud and noisy. And for the last 13 years of his working life, from age 52 to 65, he didn't miss a day of work. Never missed a day. When he retired, one of his bosses said, "Nick, they don't make them like your breed anymore." Okay, so maybe Pop didn't say, "I love you," as much as he could have. But I'll tell you what, he screamed, "I love you," in so many other ways. And it took me getting older to realize that. Wallowing in my youthful selfishness, it's easy enough to say, "Well, he didn't do this, he didn't do this, and he didn't do this." And I got a book right here that says he should have. But as I look at it, now, hopefully with a little wiser eyes, Pop, 43 years, factory. So his kid didn't have to do that. So his kid could go to college, because that's what he wanted. So that he could pay for that kid to go to college. Make sure that his kid didn't work that kind of back-breaking work that Pop did. I think that says I love you pretty well.